better.
In April, I guess a week from now, we suddenly will turn into those Mayflowers, right? Because we had so much incredible weather, lots of showers, lots of snow, a lot of people still walking around in winter coats. Can you believe it? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Weather isn't the only thing that people are jawing about when they bump into each other, pumping gas or meeting in the elevator. The buzz in your backyard and my backyard has to do over a couple of things, including this crazy end or supposed end to, remember the ricin letters that came out? Senator Wicker from Mississippi got one, and so did the president. Of course, it never reached either one of them. And ricin, if you inhale all of that, that's it. You're a goner because there is no antidote for it. So the guy that was picked up for that, who was an Elvis impersonator, has been in prison, if you will, or being in a holding cell for 7 days. For 7 days he's been there. And he kept saying that he didn't know even what ricin was. He had, you know, no idea and didn't understand why he was picked up. He was pushed into the headlines. His name is Paul Kevin Curtis. And finally, they let him go. He said it was like a train was lifted off of his shoulders. In fact, I'm going to let you hear what he had to say. They're investigating whether somebody may have tried to falsely implicate the Elvis impersonator from Corinth, Mississippi. He was arrested April 17th, charged with sending the threat to the Prez, and as I mentioned, Senator Wicker as well. He said it was like a scene out of a movie, that all of a sudden there were hooded men with machine guns, boom, in my face. I was overwhelmed. What is ricin? What did I do? I have no idea. Christy McCoy first talks about, hey, look, the FBI was doing, you know, acted in good faith. They were doing what they thought they had to do, acting on the information that they had. And then you'll hear Curtis himself talking about what an unbelievable nightmare week it was for him.
I haven't seen anything that at this point makes me think that they acted reckless or irresponsibly. I have to commend them 100% for their professionalism. Based on what I know right now, I truly believe that these agents acted in good faith.
This past week has been a nightmare for myself and my family. My mother has suffered, as well as my children.
You've never heard of ricin or whatever. I thought they said rice, so I said, I don't even eat rice. The last 7 days, staring at four gray walls like green, green grass at home, June. Not really knowing what's happening, not having a clue why I'm there.
Safe to say, Elvis has left the building and probably couldn't get out of there fast enough. Now, what about the bombers in Beantown? This is another thing that people can't get enough of. I think it's because it was only a week ago, and what was one of the brothers doing in Russia? That's the big question all of us want to know. How come it wasn't followed closely after the Russians told us to look at them? Something, what was on the radar for Tamerlan Snarnoff when he decided that this is what he was going to do. So the heat is definitely on the backs of the FBI on the way they handled him, especially with Russia asking them in 2011 to check him out because of his shift toward Islamic extremism. That's the specific words that the Russians used. So the Bureau interviewed him and his family, but they said that there was no ties to terrorism, and then look what happens. Heartbreaking, isn't it? Absolutely. And, you know, can you imagine the families who lost somebody, or the families who also have been disrupted from serious injuries because of those bombings? Remember, so many lost limbs It was like a battlefield on Boylston Street right by that finish line. And now, sadly, the 8-year-old Martin boy was buried on Tuesday, and a week and a half ago, his father was playing with him in the backyard, thinking, I'm going to run this race. My kid's going to see me, my 8-year-old son, my daughter, my 6-year-old daughter, my wife. And now he's got a daughter and a wife with serious, serious injuries, and he buried his son. He buried his son. Mm. So it has, your heart has to go out to those victims. There's no question about it. All those innocent people who were hurt. What a callous, heinous, cowardly act. And they can't throw the book at Zokar fast enough for me, because, you know, wounding all those people and snagging their lives and doing what they did. I don't care if his mother says, there's no way my son did that. It's he was set up. There's no way. I don't believe it for one second. It's a mess. It's a mess. People dying because of what? Religious zealots? Is that what it is? This terror that rained down on Boston? And then you think of Sean Collier, the MIT cop who wanted to be a police officer his whole life. I mentioned the 8-year-old boy, you know, and what happened to him. Martin Richard, that's his name. It's not Martin, it's not his last name. Martin's his first name. Martin Richard, who held up a sign at school after what happened at Newtown, Connecticut, said no more hurting people, and then he is killed because of what happened at the Boston Marathon. And like I said, Sean Collier, one of the other victims, Crystal Campbell, who was there to support a friend at the race, and she was killed instantly too as well. And then there was the student from China who was a brilliant mathematical statistical genius and had been recruited to come over to the United States to study. And her family in complete shock, the Liu family in complete shock over what's happened to their daughter. In fact, there was a memorial service for her, too, as well. So, I mean, the question about did the FBI, you know, who ultimately was part of having the vetting process with the family and who cleared them of any connection, Tamerlan, any connection to this Islamic extremist group in Chechnya, because obviously he went back and he was involved with that group. Based on what they did, there's no question. And what happened in the time that he spent in Russia? And then ultimately, doesn't it make you think that, wow, agencies were supposed to be sharing information, but, you know, maybe they're not sharing so much information. All right, we have a long way to go in this hour of America Tonight, including, because of all this heavy, heavy stuff, we're going to lighten the load a little bit, spring cleaning. What about spring cleaning up your life, getting rid of some of the clutter inside your head? We're going to try to help you do that coming up in this hour of America Tonight. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Just went to West Texas and was telling me you wouldn't believe the crater that was left behind in Texas because of that fertilizer blast, 100 feet wide and so deep, 10 feet at least deep, could be even more. I mean, completely looks like a bomb. It looks like a bomb went off, and it did. Massive explosion. What a long, long recovery that town is in for, and you really feel for those first responders. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I hope you and yours are doing well. We're talking about the buzz in the backyard. So much of it's still centering around questions surrounding the Boston incident. Mark in New York. Oops. Mark in New York. We thought we had him, but we lost him. We'll see if he calls back. So it's been a long time since we talked to Mark in New York. You know, it's interesting in mentioning New York, one of the threads of the Boston brothers was that they were going to head to New York because they had other plans to go after, to go after people in New York. Can you imagine after masterminding what happened at the marathon? And then to ultimately take it up to New York, if that was true. And Dokar, the brother that's still alive, the 19-year-old that has now been charged and whatnot, he's saying that there was nobody else involved and it wasn't anything there. You know, nobody was responsible for what's happened and whatnot. But it still makes you wonder, and especially because of the Chechenian connection and the the whole thing of disappearing for 6 months into Russia and being on the radar. All right, I think we have Mark back. We were in such shock that we accidentally dropped Mark. Mark, how are you?
Hello, my dear. How's everything?
That's good. Wow, we haven't heard from you in so long. How have you been?
Well, it's about a year now, if not more.
That's what we were just saying that in the break. It's probably been about a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to all your new listeners, me and Kate go back a long time.
Long time, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm always always on different topics. But everything we ever talked about, from the economy to terrorist attacks to... It's absolutely scary, isn't it? What's going on?
Happening now? Yeah.
You know, I finally moved into the 21st century on April 1st. My new girlfriend forced me to buy a computer, and she hooked it up for me. So I'm actually online listening to GCNLive.com.
Woohoo!
I've got everybody, and I got you, my dear. It's great.
Yay!
I just wanted to say about the reaction to house-to-house searches. You know, we talked about all this stuff, you know, what the police, what the military does, Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm sort of not even on the fence. I'm actually disgusted at the way Americans were treated, and then they applauded. Now, some people will say, listen, you clown, you know, we didn't know what these two guys are up to, who was helping them. But I don't believe that either, because all this information is coming out. Just to see that response makes you take a deep breath and say, holy cow, look at what, how, and, you know, at the risk of sounding not anti-police, but actually, you know what, Kate, let me leave that all behind. The whoever's doing the bad stuff, mm-hmm. they won. If you look at the response and what the Americans have to go through, the real jihadists, the real terrorists, they've beaten us. I mean,
I agree.
Yep. I mean, between
the pat downs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we know that Michael Chertoff, who's the Homeland Security Director, who was the on the board of directors of Rapid Scan, he's got his
yep.
own group. I was reading the Wall Street Journal today. I read it every day. And today or yesterday, he had a column about the response to Boston. And, you know, he made millions of dollars when they rolled in the scanners into the airports. And he continues to go on about how, you know, we should respond to everything. I'm like, you know, I read the journal, but why listen to this guy? He has a vested interest in what's he going to be in next? The scanners, the forward-looking infrared scanners, the supposed that they use to find this guy in the boat. Has he got his business interest in that? You know, you got to follow, Kate, we have to follow the ideology and we have to follow the money. And I'm just amazed. At how CNN, and I watch the CNN and MSNBC, especially that progressives channel, how they're doing everything they can to just about excuse what these guys did. I mean, right after Adam Lanza, they said, you know, everybody has to give up their guns. And they're just doing everything they can. They're applauding the response. And they're, at the same time, they're trying to excuse what these guys did. And we always said it was coming. We just,
yeah.
You know, it's. I don't know. I wanted to. I'm so happy to be able to talk to you again, but I'm just sitting here disgusted about everything. Really.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a good point, and you're right. They've won because of the liberties we've given up. Let's be honest about it. Some of the crazy things that have happened with the TSA, and people terrified and ordered to stay in their homes, shutting down the schools, all that kind of stuff. I mean, yes, absolutely.
The hardest thing to fathom is the victims, the ones that have poured,
yeah.
passed away, and all these people that are trying to running a marathon, testing their endurance, how difficult it is.
Yeah.
And it doesn't surprise me, because terrorists, if it's real terrorists, they will always go after not only soft targets, but the strong among us. You know, who's stronger than a marathon runner? I mean, they, you know, either, whether it's children
endurance.
In the school or people at, you know, the sporting events, not the actual participants. This is what they do. You know, it's just, you're so freaking disgusted. And if the narrative is true, look at what we did to help these kids as they grew up. And this is what they do. They turn on the host country. It's absolutely amazing that, you know, we can't keep, for lack of a better word, scumbags like this out of our country. It's just they went to the progressive school, I was told. They were into multiculturalism.
Mm-hmm.
This is
mm-hmm.
how they were raised, and this is how they, you know, they pay us back by trying to destroy us. I'm just disgusted. But anyway,
yeah, I agree.
Here, talk to you again, and we'll do it again sometime. I love you.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Mark in New York. How about that? Getting a computer. That's huge. For all the years that he called, no, he was not calling ever listening to the computer. He does bring up a good point. The point is, and we know this, and we talk about this all the time on America Tonight, it's like I would say, okay, Richard Reed, remember he was the shoe bomber guy, so now we had to take off our shoes because of him, because of the idiots in England and what they could possibly bring with liquid. All of us have to watch out and not bring liquid through and when we go through the TSA lines. Whatever means happen, that's what is foisted upon us. And that's just with the TSA. And there is a reason to be worried about what happened in Boston. And as Mark said, the soft target. How many soft targets are there in the United States? And the answer is, I can't even name them all. There's so many. There's so many events. There's so many things that could possibly happen, from fairs and festivals to traditional time-honored things in various states, some of them sporting events, but some having to do with other things. So not to be a fearmonger or not live our lives, because I don't want to live in a bunker, and I'm not going to, and I choose not to do that. But we had on David Nance, who talked about personal safety, and we owe it to ourselves to look around now a little bit more, maybe be more vigilant. I don't know that somebody would have picked out the two brothers at the marathon. Of course, now when it's played back over and over again and you see it and you see their facial expressions, but they definitely blended into the crowd. Leaving a bag, though, you would have had to catch that pretty darn quick. And they knew the route, they knew what they were doing. But in other places, and certainly in any area that you enter into where there's a big crowd, you owe it to yourself to look for exits, look around, kind of survey the land, take a look around and see what people have in their hands or bags or whatever, and maybe just be vigilant, is the best word to use. Be vigilant about your surroundings and knowing where you are and not being afraid to go out and do all that kind of stuff, but just being a little bit more aware, let's say. All right, we are going to the opposite side of the spectrum because I refuse to do a show where all we do is pound out, the doom and gloom. Although some of you might find this gloomy. I don't think so. She's Australian. She's upbeat. Kathy Anderson next.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm here to give you a personal invitation to my presentation, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. And I'm going to show you things that's going to save your life. I'm going to show you things that will help you avoid going to doctors for 60 years. Won't that make the medical system humble? 7 p.m., Monday night, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. It's free. Tell them Dr. Wallach sent you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and of course all those nooks and crannies in between. You know, spring usually means renewal for a lot of people because you stop hibernating. Of course, that's once we can get rid of the snow and all the nasty weather. But even if it's a late spring, it doesn't matter. You know, you clean things up. You see people washing their windows and planting flowers and all that sort of stuff. But what if spring also symbolized getting your act together, doing something that you haven't been able to do, like, you know, a new strategy for your life? Because we've been talking about so many heavy subjects, I thought this would be a perfect segment for all of you to take maybe a few little notes and perhaps change some things that you've been wanting to change to finally be able to do that. So international successful coach Kathy Anderson joins us now, and she's all about leadership and transformation. She's a transformation coach, absolutely. You've probably seen her on the tube and some of the morning shows. Kathy, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Hi, Kate. Great to be here. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much. So it really is true. I think there is something about spring. I mean, you could do it any time of year, but maybe there's something to what I said, that when the weather changes, your mood kind of changes, that's when you start to think about cleaning things. But what about all the clutter people have in their head with the things they want to do? I can't tell you, Kathy, and because you're a coach, I know you hear this all the time. I meet so many people, guys and women, who will say that they wish they had done this, or they keep talking about something they want to do, and I've known them for 10 years, and they're still talking about what they said they were going to do 10 years ago. So how do you turn things around if you have that problem, for example?
Yeah, well, isn't that the hardest thing most of the time? But the thing is that, as you said, we're the ones that can make it happen. And at the end of the day, that's the thing. We need to decide what's important to us in our life, what we really want to be doing. And I always get it back to what's the one step that you can take today to leap into really what you want to be doing with your life, because otherwise it can just seem too overwhelming.
Yeah, you know what? When you say take the one step, isn't that what it is, that we make a list? Okay, this, I'm really going to do this. I'm going to write the book I said I was going to write. I'm going to ask for the raise I think I should get. I'm going to do the X, Y, Z. I'm going to run the half marathon I said that I was going to get in shape for, or whatever. Is it because sometimes we're listers and we list so many things it becomes overwhelming and then we don't accomplish any of them?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, you know, and, you know, the culture that we live in is so surrounded by busyness and activity and the next thing and the phone's going off and the tweets going and, you know, Facebook messages come through and we're just overwhelmed with so many things. But what happens is that we become consumed in our activity rather than being consumed by the dreams for our life. And you mentioned that spring, especially, it's an excuse. It's a time where the sun starts shining, the blue sky comes out, the buds start coming into color, and it's just the perfect time to pause. And that's what I say is the secret. Just pause. Create a pause and just ask yourself the question, what is it that I want to give birth to in my life?
Right? So take the time. In other words, take the time to sit, to be quiet, to be still, because you're getting out of the daily chaos or whirlwind that is around all of us.
Right. And the thing is, at the end of the day, Kate, it has to be about what we want for us. And what happens is we get so consumed with, again, what is happening around us and what everyone else is doing, and whether it's climbing the corporate ladder or whatever it is. And unless we take that time to say, what is it that I need for me? Erase everything else around me for a moment. And yes, we have families and obligations and so forth, but just in that space, say three questions. What is it that I really want for me? And if that sounds like too big a question, get it down to however you can answer it and start there. You know, because as you said, we create lists and then we start to sabotage ourselves, right? So that's question number one. Then question number two, and again, in the spirit of spring cleaning, what is it that I just want to get rid of from my life? And have fun with it. Brainstorm. Make that list and make it as long as you want. And then the third question is, and what do I want to bring into my life that's not there? And again, have fun with it, brainstorm. But then get to those top three. And then say, you know what, As I said before, what's the one step that I can take today? Because otherwise it feels overwhelming and we don't do anything.
Yeah, and I think that happens to a lot of people. And you've seen this, right? Obviously, if you've coached and you continue to coach a lot of people and you're about leadership and transforming, you probably find this with people who are even quite successful, right?
100%. You know, none of us are immune from that. And my big thing is, what is success anyway?
Yeah.
You know, success has to be about being authentically happy, enjoying the time with the people that we want to be enjoying time with, and finding that balance so that our life is really filled with passion and purpose. And so, I think we get lost in what is success. And so I challenge everyone to really say, what is success for me? What feels passionate and purposeful in my life? And how am I bringing that into my life each day?
Yeah. Do you think if somebody does this and they answer the questions, are they compromising their career or their family life or something else? I mean, does that happen if all of a sudden people wake up and say, okay, I need to pursue my dreams? That doesn't have to happen, right?
Not at all. And again, I can use my own story just as much as I can, other people's stories, in that, you know, I had at the age of 30, a little more than 10 years ago, you know, I had the corporate job, I had the six-figure salary, I had the car, the house, the international travel, but I just wasn't feeling fulfilled. And so I decided to literally change my corporate high heels for hiking boots. I pulled everything up. I left my job, and I didn't know where that would take me. All I knew was that where I was didn't feel right, and I had to take that one step. And I had to be prepared to feel uncertain, and I had to be prepared to feel a little bit scared, but I had to trust that I needed to follow what my instinct told me. And then what happened, and this is what I think happens for all of us, once we follow that inner compass, that feeling, that instinct, then things start to fall into place. You take one step, and then something opens up that we could never have planned, and we follow that next step, and then we feel what feels right, and then we take another step, and all of a sudden, things emerge, and that's how I think it happens.
When you did that, Kathy, did people tell you, were they shocked? Did they think you were crazy? That,
oh,
are you kidding?
Absolutely crazy. My friends didn't believe me. You know, they wanted to see my backpack and my plane ticket because it just was like, are you crazy? You know, are you nuts? And you have to just let that be because people are going to have different reactions. Other people, let me tell you something really quickly, and this I think is such a big aha moment for me, was that when I was leaving my corporate job, I went into one of the offices of the senior managers. He was 60 years old. He was just about to retire. He was sitting at his desk, and I said, "John, I'm leaving," and I told him what I was doing, and he looked up at me from his desk with the saddest eyes. And he said, "You know, I was going to do that when I was about your age, and I never did. And now it's too late, so I'll just retire, and I'll live quietly."
Oh.
Exactly. That's how I felt. My heart sank, and I'm like, you know what? Not me. And so that's, I think for everyone, that's the biggest thing. It's like we follow your heart. Take that time out. Just with spring upon us, get back to what do I feel I want to be doing? What do I need to get rid of? What do I want to bring into my life? And just take the step.
Yeah, don't be afraid to take the step. Once you took the big leap, how long did it, you know, as you said, there's uncertainty. How long did it take you to feel like, oh, it's okay, I'm going to be all right. I took this leap, but I'm okay now. Did it take a few months or longer than that?
No, it took about the time until when I was in the store buying the backpack, it felt great. When I was buying the plane ticket, it felt great. When I was on the plane, it felt great because my home country is Australia, if you can't tell by my accent. And every day just felt more and more right. And that was over 10 years ago now. And my life now, you know, I would never have dreamt or even planned of doing the things I've done. I've traveled to the richest and poorest countries in the world. You know, I ended up doing my master's at Harvard in development and leadership because I wanted to do more. You know, I work with amazing people. I've seen amazing things. And that was so far outside of my imagination because I'd never stepped outside of where I thought the path I was on, to allow anything to come up. So every day just feels like it's right.
I like that. Every day feels like it's right. So take that advice. Kathy Anderson, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Thanks. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll I'll see you at the Longevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Left in the show, this hour anyway, big fake hoax story that floated around during the day. Did you see this? Twitter had a story that two explosions had happened at the White House, injuring the president. So, and this was from the AP, so the Associated Press, that's what it was claiming, so that there's your legitimate source. The AP suspended its account on Tuesday afternoon because hackers gained access to it. So it was a bogus tweet that was so confusing, believe it or not. It just shows you how tender our markets are, that the stock market started to tank a little bit on, and they think it was part of the, because the message came out about that, and then poof, it ended up on an up note. But still, how frightening is that? So they wanted to be safe, and AP said, you know, we just had to be cautious, so we dumped the whole Twitter thing because we were worried about all the Twitter feeds that we had. The Secret Service said that they were aware of a Twitter hack, and they were monitoring what was going on. The AP went on later in the day to say that the hack attack on the Twitter account, the mobile Twitter account, happened because of phishing attempts on the Wire's corporate network. So you know how that works, right? cast the line, the phishing happens, hackers send people malware-laced messages that appear to be from people they know trying to compromise the computer and get access to their passwords and other information. That's the worst when that happens. I mean, then it's such a trick and somebody doesn't pay attention. A big one that floats around sometimes, it'll say something like, so-and-so has posted pictures of you on Facebook, and they haven't done that, or so-and-so did something, and if you click on it, then that's what it would show you. So you just can never click on those things. But somebody did it, the AP, and they were obviously false, because if anybody called, they would have known. But the false tweet did, is that's what they believe, sent the Dow plunging when it was first posted, and then it turned itself around. The Syrian Electronic Army, or the SEA is what they call themselves, claimed responsibility, by the way, for attacking the AP. They said that this was intentional, and it was caused, they did it to show support for the Syrian government and President Assad, as well as spreading the truth about anyone who wishes ill of our country. And, you know, remember, they claimed responsibility for hacker attacks on 60 Minutes Twitter account, NPR's website, and other social media accounts. Man, frightening what can happen. And we are so dependent on computers. If you don't think we're dependent on computers, it's interesting that Mark from New York calls in and he got a computer. And he talks about that finally he broke down and didn't have a computer. Start to really look around and notice the whole computer scene. And everywhere you go, whether it's, and it could be iPad, that kind of stuff. I'm noticing now at events, it's the strangest thing. People hold up their iPads. I don't even know if they're watching whatever it is that we're watching, because you just see people with iPads in front of their faces because they're taking pictures. And I've seen that more now probably than that phenomenon more than anything else. But computers, if all the computers go down, and we know this, I think this is the biggest concern. But the fact that you got all these hacks happening, and, you know, from government agencies on down to, you know, the media, if what happened the last time, it's not just the AP, it's some others too, like I just mentioned, NPR, for example. You knew this was inevitable. Lance Armstrong getting cozy with Oprah Winfrey. And what does it all lead to? It leads to a bunch of lawsuits. The Department of Justice filed a lawsuit that Lance Armstrong was unjustly enriched while he used steroids to win multiple Tour de France titles. In the complaint, they say that they would seek triple damages against Armstrong, who admitted that he doped to win his 7 straight titles. The U.S. Postal Service paid $40 million to appear as the title sponsor of his team during 6 of the 7 races. So the complaint said defendants were unjustly enriched to the extent of the payments and other benefits they got from the USPS, either directly or indirectly. And you knew this, like I said, was going to happen after he talked about doing, you know, about enhancing himself. He also has lawsuits from a Texas promotional company and the Sunday Times. It's a British newspaper that paid Armstrong $500,000 to settle a libel suit after reporting he had taken steroids. So hopefully he put a lot of money away. He made a lot of money. But hopefully he put some of that away, because he's going to end up, I think, losing a lot of those suits. Now, they'll probably get tied up for a while, but he's not going to have much room to finagle there. All right, quickly, as we're hitting some odds and ends here, in case you missed this, the two women that were wounded in the Chris Dorner manhunt in Los Angeles, they got $4.2 million. It's a mother-daughter. They're splitting it. 100 rounds went into their truck at 5 in the morning when they were delivering papers. There were cops that were there defending or ready to defend one of the names on a manifesto that Dorner had put together. So I guess they freaked out when they saw the truck and 100 shots. It's lucky for the women, only 3 of them or 2 of them landed. in the older woman's back. The other one was cut by some glass. That is very, very lucky they were not killed. Big new role for David Petraeus. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to be a professor in New York. So how about that? Knew he was going to go on to something else. He resigns the CIA after the extramarital affair comes out. He's a visiting professor at Macaulay Honors College at the City University of New York, and he takes that up in August. Not releasing very many specifics about it, but Petraeus, of course, who was the man in charge of Iraq, Afghanistan, CIA, what he would do there is he would look at what's happening in the world in the current global economic slowdown, so, and talk about that kind of stuff. He would teach that. Wow. From Army General to Professor. Phew. Just like that. I feel you if you're dealing with the flood. So many people called from Missouri, Hannibal, and around Hannibal. Some of you were in dry areas because you were on hills. Others, man, you probably have your mattress floating outside of your door. I mean it. Feel for you. His household stuff is going to go. It's going to be submerged in waters outside and around your house and beyond that. I know that there's a place called Fox Lake, Illinois, that was just slammed, and the flooding in the Midwest has been overwhelming. I mean, you're seeing these houses where you know it. You see where it's up to the side. Some of them, it's almost up to the roof. I think one of the worst things I saw was there was this road. I saw a picture of it. So there was a helicopter that must have gotten an overhead shot. And it was along the Mississippi River north of Clarksville, Missouri, on Sunday. It's like all you saw is just water, and like it looked like a track. It didn't look like it was even a road. And in Des Plaines, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago, over the weekend, there are people that were in paddle boats going down the streets. I mean, if you have room to paddle, it's pretty deep. Pretty deep. And in Chicago, they had it, too. Chicago, last Thursday and Friday were pretty awful. The commutes, water going, pretty much everywhere. It's the rivers, the mighty Mississippi, and where it hits and how catastrophic it can often be. Sandbags can be your best friends.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training, we've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.